Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
Things go great on a first date. We've always been there, you know? Like, things go so well and the chemistry's flowing. You see Wendy from time to time.
I know.
Come in on this first date euphoria, this high.
Right.
Coming in studio, her feet are barely touching the ground because she's on this high. Because things are just rolling, right? You guys are spending 3 or 4 hours with each other. The conversation is fantastic. Mm-hmm. And once you guys part from each other, all you can do is think of this person, right? The next time you're going to talk. And it doesn't happen. There's
Have
no
you been
call.
The person on the other side where you know they thought it was a really great date, but you knew there wouldn't be a second one?
Yes, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it more happened the other way around. But yeah. But it happened to Wendy recently, actually.
Yeah, I mean, mine happened after 2 dates, and then there was no phone call, no text, no nothing. It just sort of dropped off. But you're left wondering what you did wrong because everything seemed to go so well. The conversation went well.
You were
interacting.
It, right?
I mean, there was conversation and good dinner and good talks. And you're like, this guy is going to ask me out on another date, and we'll go out next week. And then it doesn't
and then there's
happen.
Nothing.
And there's no phone call.
And
they
we've
just
debated
suck.
This.
So, yeah.
But you don't know the person well enough
right.
to know when they're faking it.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's where the deception comes in.
So we got a Bert Show listener that's in that very scenario, and she's going to come on and tell us about it. We'll try to figure out what happened. And if we can't, then we'll get Jeff or producer Tracy to try to strong arm this guy to come in or come on tomorrow morning.
Okay. Strong arm him. Don't be a coward.
And just give like closure to it. Like,
and he doesn't have to talk to her. He can just tell us.
Yeah, he could just tell us,
right.
And that's fine. And when we talk to her, part of this whole thing that we'll ask her is like, look, you're not pressuring this guy for a second date. You just want closure somehow, some way.
Mm-hmm.
So he can be completely honest with you. So you can walk away from this thing and say, okay, at least I know what I did.
And right. It helps out for next date. Like the next guy you meet, you're like, what did I do wrong on this date? Then you now you know what your flaw is so you can fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff is getting her on. Voice disguiser?
Her pretend name is Joy. She would like to be on the voice disguiser, and she's going to focus on one specific part of their second date where she thinks she jacked it all up.
So they had 2 dates?
Yeah.
Oh,
they went long.
She got to the second date. Okay.
It's a long-term relationship.
Hey, Joy.
Hi.
Hey,
Hi.
You're on the voice disguiser. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Super.
Okay, so you're a little confused. You didn't just go out with this guy one time. You guys went out on 2 dates and things went great?
Yeah. We had 2 dates, and the first date was cool. Like, you know, we kind of met at the restaurant, and we had some food, and then went across the street for a drink. Totally cool, like, awesome conversation, just really good time. And then he actually called me, like, the next day to set up the second date.
So that's a good sign.
Yeah, no, it was great. He was just like, you know, like totally alpha. Like, I just wanted you to know I had an awesome time with you last night and I really want to see you again and all this stuff. So on the second date, we decided to go to a party that the coworker that introduced us was having at her house. And we went and like... You know, it seemed like we had a good time there and stuff, but then, like, on the car ride home, he was kind of really, because we rode together to it, he was, like, really cold and just kind of quiet and, like, really different than he had been before. And now he's, like, off the radar. Like, he never called me again. I sent him a text. He didn't return it. And then a couple days later, I left him a voicemail, and he did not return my call. So,
you mentioned a coworker introduced you. Is it your coworker? Do you and he work together?
Well, he's a rep. I don't want to get too specific, if you don't mind. But
no, not at all. But he comes in and out of your office.
Exactly.
Okay.
So,
and there's nothing that you, I mean, because I'm sure that you have gone over this in your head a million different times. Something obviously happened at that party that either turned him off or turned him on to somebody else. And there's nothing that you can point to?
Yeah, I mean, I've been thinking about it. And the only thing I can think of is, like, he's really outgoing and really gregarious. He's, like, that kind of guy, which is awesome, you know. I'm a little quieter. But I just said kind of, like, you know, jokingly, I was just like, wow, I was like, you are a huge flirt. You flirt with everyone. And he just kind of laughed and was like, yeah, you know. So it doesn't really seem like that would have been what
made him just be so quiet.
That's all I can think of. And like,
it's a big red flag.
Yeah, it does show like an early twinge of jealousy.
I'm definitely not a jealous girl. I'm definitely like a cool girl. And
can you say that line to Bert the same exact way you said it to Dude? Because if you say it in, that sentence is all going to be in the intonation, like the way you say it. Yeah. Like,
really? I think I said it laughingly, like, you know, there was like music playing and, you know, we're all like kind of mingling and it was like, you know, and I was just like, wow, look at you. I was like, you know,
fail.
You flirt with everyone, like cute, you know, I think I said it like cute.
That'll do it. I think dating, well, yeah, because as a guy, I think you look for as many signs that the relationship is going to work as you do look for red flags that it's not going to work. So when you say something like that, it's such a huge red flag that you've got jealousy issues that I could see him saying, man, if this is the second time that we've ever hung out and she's calling me this big old flirt when I was just talking to people at a party, this is nothing I want to do with at all.
Yeah, I think it goes both ways. I think if you're on a second date with a guy and the guy says, oh, well, look at you. Aren't you a flirt? I'd be like, what?
I'm just,
like,
talking to my friends.
You were critical of me on our second date on something, you know, and it just, that would definitely be a red flag, I think.
Really? Yeah. I feel like if a guy said that to me, I would think that it was, like, cute.
Yeah, but I don't think you would think that if you're two dates into it and if you're two dates into it and they say it and you're going to be thrown, like, why are you already nitpicking stuff when we haven't even, you know, touched tongues?
I guess there are some things that you can think, but you can't say that early in the relationship.
Oh, yeah.
And that, I think, a judgment like that is probably one of them,
that's
right?
That's one of them. The other one is like, are you really going to eat that? I mean,
that would be a red flag.
Especially if, like, the whole flirting thing, if that's, like you said, if he's just sort of a gregarious person, like, he's a socialite that, like, you know, bounces around the party and he's going to talk to everybody and he just feels like that's his personality, but you're calling him out for flirting. Maybe he's feeling like you're misinterpreting who he is.
Right. Well, I didn't mean it like that.
But would it make him, like, I'm still curious, though, like, would it make you guys be completely like shut down and quiet on the ride home?
Yeah, I just don't understand.
Because you didn't even fake it on the way home.
And that's the only thing I can point to. And like, you know, after the first date, we definitely like hugged and like it was definitely all lingering cheek kiss time. Like, you know, but like after the second date, no kiss, no hug. Nothing.
I think it.
Okay, bye.
I think
it
was
so awkward because we were in the car.
I think it would shut me down if I was totally into her and I was excited about it, and this is really cool, and I bring her to my coworker's party. Well, I guess both coworkers, but if I'm like seeing her be social with everybody, and everybody else digs her, and all's good, And then it's like, oh, man, like I just might be on the ride home just introspective going, that was a cool one. Now it's jacked up.
Really?
Yeah.
I would have had a totally different take on it. Yeah.
Why? What would you?
I would have tried to sleep with her one time.
Yeah.
And then not called.
I don't operate that way. Women are precious gifts to me. They're not just tools to be used.
Your nose is growing, Jeff. Right. So is there anything to the fact that it's a work party?
You're asking me?
Well, I'm just wondering if, you know, are we missing anything about the fact that it's all coworkers hanging out, and if, I don't know, anything else may have been said
to him?
I think
it's this one isolated thing, I think, that is on a second date blown so out of proportion in the guy's mind. Not even blown out of proportion. It's just a big old red flag.
I'm just wondering if you hung all over him all night rather than mingle with everybody at the party.
I didn't do that. I really didn't do that.
Did you know anybody?
I'm not that kind of girl. So, no, I mean, I was cool. Like,
did you talk to other people?
I talked to the other people. I mean, I'm not like as outgoing as he is, but I know, you know, a lot of those people are my friends and my coworkers, and I talk to other people for sure.
All right, let's get a guy's perspective on this. Here's Kevin. Good morning, Kevin.
Yeah, probably one of the red flags that she had was that she said, oh, wow, you flirt so much. Because if he had a controlling girlfriend in the past, on the second date, right when she says, oh, wow, you flirt so much, that right there would just scare any guy off.
That's totally true. Like, you don't know the baggage that somebody's coming into a relationship with. You have no idea in those first couple of dates. So I think this dude's right on. Like, if he came out of a controlling relationship and he sees one sign that this girl is like his ex, because you normally look for something so totally different than the person you just got out of the relationship
with. Absolutely.
But going kind of what Wendy said, though, you were, because you know, you watched him enough at that party to see his behavior to make that comment. So are you sure you weren't like, because to, I don't
sometimes
know.
Sometimes women say stuff and it comes a little more bitterly than they mean it to. Like, they think they're being all jokey and they're like, oh, Bert, you're such a flirt here. But reality, it comes out and goes, so you're flirting with everyone except me here, huh?
Yeah.
And don't even realize it.
Elizabeth here thinks it might be something else. Hey, Elizabeth.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I just, straight up, I'll be honest with you, I think he met somebody else. I mean, for him to be that cold on the way home, not no casual talking, not anything like that, sounds to me like maybe he could have met someone else at the party and just kind of was trying to blow her off.
Could be.
That makes sense.
And this is really what Second Date Update is all about. So here's what we'll do over the next 24 hours, Joy. But you have to agree to this, that you pretty much, when we get him on tomorrow, we're going to tell him, look, she doesn't want to reconcile with you or anything like that. She just wants closure. If you want total honesty, we got to tell him she's not stalking you. She doesn't even want to, she doesn't want to call you again, but she needs to know why there has been no third date.
Right.
And then we'll get answers for you, and then you'll know.
Is this the one where she's just listening and isn't even physically capable of talking?
She's not even on the phone with him.
She just listens on the radio.
She's just listening on the radio.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so we'll try to get him on tomorrow morning, but I think this one's going to be pretty easy.
Just for the record, I think you spent this whole conversation flirting too much with Bert and I.
We'll talk to you tomorrow, Joy, okay?
Thank you, guys.
All right, bye-bye.
The Bert Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is a piece that ran on 11 Alive last night. And Jay Watson is sitting in a room with, I don't know, it looks like 5, 6, 7.
It looked more like almost like a jury pool. It almost looked like almost 9, maybe, kids that were sitting there in two different rows.
Now it looked like they're in high school. Could have been from freshman year to senior year. And some of the answers that she got from some of these kids about what they're doing with their phones and sexting and all that could be pretty shocking for some of you guys.
How many of you have ever received an explicit photo?
Is that most of them? Raise their hand.
Desi Raines received his sext message from a classmate that liked him. They had never dated.
What was the image you received? What was it a picture of?
Her completely nude.
And what did you think when you received it?
I thought, wow, first, because, you know, hormones are raging, you know. Got a little excited.
Did you tell your mom?
Well, she knows now.
Mother Deborah Raines.
I'm not shocked, but I am shocked that my son didn't tell me about it.
It's weird.
Gracie Kesnich got a sext message, too.
He was in his bathroom.
I mean, a boyfriend? Was this a boyfriend?
It was just a guy. It was, I mean, well, we were talking, which is kind of like the pre-dating.
Pre-dating.
That was that.
So this is what he sent.
Basically from, I mean, it was like from mid-thigh up.
Naked?
Mm-hmm.
And did you tell your mom when you got it?
No.
Teens are using sexting to court boyfriends or girlfriends.
I know some of my friends thinking that they have to do it to, they don't have to, but they like to do it because they want to keep the guy interested.
Guys who sometimes forward that picture, or at least show it to their friends.
A guy will be like, hey, check out this girl who just sent this to me, and then that other guy will just go and tell everyone.
Hitting send and losing control is not a concept teenagers get.
Children live very open lives, and they're very used to being watched. They're very used to being not private. And things that really blow us away do not blow them away.
DeWitt also recommends parents take away cell phones at a certain time every night and turn them off. And make your teen understand you can look at their phone anytime, then make sure you do. But also understand that a lot of teenagers today see sexting this way.
You see sex on the TV all the time. I mean, it's just, it's not a, it's not, I don't want to say it's not a big deal, but I mean, honestly, it's not.
All right, and that was from 11 Alive, and we'll link on over to that from our website if you wanted to, I don't know, go home tonight, you wanted to open up some dialogue with your kids, that might be a great starting point right there. Mm-hmm. Part of my problem, I think, with my kids that I'm going to have, maybe only with the first one, is that it's so hard for me to see him in these adult-like situations because he's just my baby boy, you know? It's hard to explain, but he's just like this little innocent little kid, and I can't envision that this little kid that never does anything wrong at all could ever be in this position.
That's what every parent thinks.
I know,
I
know.
He won't do that. It won't be him.
Yeah, it can't be.
But they are.
Hollis is going to be different, I can tell already.
I thought one of the most interesting parts of that piece was about how she talked about teens being desensitized to sex completely.
Here's Jennifer. Good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. I was just listening and laughing. I'm now a mother of a 6-year-old and a 4-year-old, but my mom and dad read my diary when I was 16, and I deserved it. I was smoking pot. I was having way too much fun. I was doing things that I shouldn't have been doing. It was their reaction to it and the way they approached me that threw everything into tailspin. And I think what we need to remember, because, Burt, this is going to happen to us, is that, you know, we have to approach these kids differently so they don't get crafty. Because I got really crafty after that, and it just got worse.
What did your where did your parents make the mistake? You said the way they approached you really turned you off. So what did they do wrong?
They freaked out. I mean, my father came running at me, shaking my diary in my hand. They took my door off my bedroom. You know, they lost it.
Oh, wow.
And they lost it. They wanted to ground me for 6 months, which didn't happen. But it was just a terrible, terrible experience. And it made me angry, and it made me not trust them. And this is 20 years ago. I still don't really trust them.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, you can really damage your relationship with your kids if you approach this wrong. And let's not be naive. This is going to happen. I mean, it is. It's going to happen. Our kids are going to do this stuff. They just are.
Would it have helped, you know, Melissa's first, her knee-jerk reaction, or maybe it was Jen said that, maybe it was Jen, when if they would have initially told you, look, I can go through anything in your room. I can go through any of your drawers. I can go through your purse. I can go through anything. And they set those parameters, would that have changed things with you?
Yeah, because doesn't it make everything a level playing field then?
Well,
doesn't it become like you might think that you're a big kid, but you're 15.
At least it alleviates the whole, like, they're spying on me.
Well, the only reason that I disagree with that is because the kids that I was friends with whose parents said that to them, it was almost threatening. They were the wildest kids in our group. Mm-hmm. You know, the parents were threatening them. I already don't trust you, so I'm letting you know that I go through your diary, and I'm going to go through. You know, they're
already
sitting.
But there's a different
way. But
I think there's
just
a different way
you.
To deliver that message.
Here is Natalie. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi. How you doing?
Hey.
Yeah. Well, I agree with the last listener. My mom, when I was a little kid, she just busted in my room one day and went through everything while I was at camp. Mm. So I came back from camp, and she was like, "So what's this?" You know, like, if you tell your kid that you're going to go in the room, they're going to be like, okay, well, I'm not going to keep this in my room because my parents can find it.
Hey, yeah. Samantha, go ahead.
Amanda?
Yes, you are. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good,
you
Samantha.
Switch a
Amanda.
Few letters and Samantha.
Yeah, why are you being so,
wow, so sensitive?
Why are you being so particular? What's
protective
going on?
Protective of your name, okay. Just
yes,
kidding.
You can actually put family locator on your child's phone, and you can actually tell where they are at all locations.
Yeah, you can do that with GPS, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's no problem right there. Here's Brenda. She's on the Voice Disguiser. Hey, Brenda.
Hello.
Hey, thanks for calling back.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So you have a way that you can go through your child's phone and they'll never know.
Well, sort of. He knows that I own him and, you know, checking things up, but he doesn't know how far I can check. So I tell him that, yes, I'm checking and you be careful and what you think, but I don't tell him the whole thing.
Well, how far are you checking? Yeah, what are you doing?
Well, what I do is when I go online on my phone service, instead of, you know, how they register the phone calls that you do and the phone calls that you receive as well as texting.
Wait, I'm trying to say it. I didn't understand what you just said.
When you go on your online, because I got my own cell phone online and all that, did you check your balance and all that?
Oh, yeah, so you look at your phone bill online.
Exactly, the phone bill online. Instead of, and you register the phones that you made and that you received.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of their phone number, I type their names. I go one by one and you say, okay, whose number is this? Whose number is this? And, you know, whoever calls him or whoever he texts or whoever he registered by their name. So what I do is, I check that every day or every other day and see how many texts he sent. And when he's not around, I check his phone and make sure that all the texts that he's registered is still on his phone. So if something is missing, because he registered the date and time.
So there's no...
If something is missing, it means that he deleted.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. So I ask him, okay... When did you text, I don't know, Taylor, and you didn't, he's not here. Oh, well, how do you know? Don't care. Don't worry about how do I know. I want to know what happened, and I don't want to know why that text no longer on your inbox or on your...
Wow.
That seems exhaustive. So you must be doing this every single day then. You take his phone at some point every day?
Every other day, yes. Because the thing is, even if I text something right now, it doesn't show automatically on my... On the bill, mm-hmm. on the online thing. So I have to wait at least a day between or so. And he knows that I check. And besides, I have on my phone, I have a service that I can limit the time that he talks, and I can block some numbers, and I can have a whole bunch of things that to prevent, it's called Smart Minutes. Mm-hmm. And you can block, you can only allow him to call certain numbers during a certain time of the day, or start calling at certain time of the day and finish at certain time of the day.
Yeah.
So you have a track of who he's calling or who he's, and you can allow him so many texts a month, even though you have unlimited.
That's really setting up some strict boundaries.
Exactly.
Right,
so whoever he's texting, and he has to be registered on the system, and he has to be on his cell phone. Once I can't find the text that I'm looking at the computer on his cell phone, he gets his cell phone completely
Taken away. Wow.
It seems like a lot of work.
I mean, what can you do? I mean, there's no 100% foolproof way, I guess. If there was, she'd be on it.
Yeah,
I know, but she's spending 4 hours a day. Meanwhile, he's shooting up heroin in the backyard.
He's like, this is easier. I don't have to use the phone to do
right.
this.
Hey, Katie, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. How are you today?
Great. I was just going to let you guys know, our church has actually been dealing a lot with the same issues with internet safety and cell phone usage. Mm-hmm. So we're actually going to be having a free course this Sunday. We're breaking groups down into parents and then a teens group, a preteen group, and even elementary age kids. And we're just going to be talking about some of the dangers and the things that can happen if you're not careful with what you're doing online and on your cell phone.
What church is that?
Church of St. Andrew on Riverside Drive in Sandy Springs.
Yeah. Saint of texting.
What's that?
He's the saint of texting.
Hey, Crystal, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, I have an easy solution for all of this.
Okay, let's break it down. Keep it simple.
Here's the answer.
Have an open, trusting relationship with your kid.
What do you mean?
Talk to your kid. The way I was raised is I was allowed to have some freedom. As long as I was open with what I was doing, my parents were fine with it. When I was busted, I got in trouble. And, of course, kids are skeptic to begin with. I was skeptical to begin with. But once I figured out that they weren't going to completely rip me a new one, I was like, okay, cool. I can actually talk to them. They're not going to freak out on me, and I can tell them. Of course, I did things I wasn't supposed to do. All kids do. But I can tell you the ones that were held back definitely took it to a whole nother level.
The Bird Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all door my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's chump.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Now, I'm not saying this in a bragging way, but I have been pretty drunk in my life at certain times. And I'm assuming when we put Aaron on, this is going to be a drunk-induced story as a grown man.
If she's making fun of him, I'm assuming so.
But either way, even in my drunkest state, when I'd fall asleep or pass out or whatever, if I had to go to the bathroom, something triggers to wake you up and get to the bathroom.
Usually.
Why? Have you done it?
Have you peed the bed?
No, I mean, almost. Like where you're in your dreams.
In the dream.
Have you ever had that?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Where you're in your dream, you're already up and sitting down.
Yes.
And you've actually had to check when you wake up.
Well, you just wake up and then you bolt to the bathroom because it's right there.
That's why I think most people adults who do it, because they think they're in the bathroom when they're doing it, you know, because of a dream.
Wendy, you ever pee the bed as an adult?
No way.
Come on.
I've never been that drunk.
Come on.
No, I swear. I don't even know anybody that's done it.
Jeff, how often have you done it?
Zero.
Hey, Aaron.
Yes, hey.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Now, we're assuming this is going to be a drunk-induced story, right?
No, and y'all, this is why I had to call. It's not.
Really?
Oh, no.
This is why I'm so shocked.
Okay.
That's what everyone is asking. But I had to call because I had to find out, has anyone heard of an adult who was not drunk who peed the bed?
And there's no medical issues going on?
No, absolutely not.
Now, I had a college roommate. Well, no, that was drunk-induced also. He'd get drunk and he'd fall asleep, and he'd sleepwalk. But he would go to the door of his own room mm-hmm. and dream that he was in a restroom at a urinal
mm-hmm.
peeing yes. while we were all on the other side of the door watching the pee trickle out from underneath the bottom. Yeah, and we'd have to wake him up.
Yeah, I've heard all the stories of people peeing in laundry hampers and, you know, thinking
closets
they were... But this is all when they're drunk, so I don't understand. This okay. is what I'm...
And the reason that's the medical issue is a lot of times diuretics. If anybody's ever had a diuretic, which mm-hmm. is basically there to get the liquid out of you,
mm-hmm.
then sometimes if you're not used to that rush coming when it does, then you could,
surprise.
I could say, you could lose control.
But that only has to happen about once before you figure
right.
out.
Right.
I'm sleep
no
a little
exactly. medical issues that I know of.
All right.
Okay.
Let's
what's
hear your
the story?
Story?
Yeah.
Well, it's, you know, the middle of the night, I'm sleeping, get woken up by somebody sleeping next to you saying they peed the bed.
Well, there's got to, you're missing some facts here.
Small
so,
details.
Like,
yeah.
like how this guy gets in your bed? I mean, is this a dude that you hooked
up? Well, it's
up?
A guy that I've been dating for a couple months.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so.
He slept in my bed before mm-hmm. with mm-hmm. no issues. The night before, I mean, it's, you know, 11 o'clock, we go to bed, 11:30. It's 5 in the morning when this happens.
Did you have a lot of water before you went to bed? Juice, tea?
You know, not really. He'd had a couple drinks at, like, 9 o'clock.
Can you tell us exactly?
Oh, so he did have a couple of drinks.
But even so, like, I mean,
yeah.
if you're having...
Not intoxicated in the least.
Yeah.
Can you tell us exactly what he said when he woke you up?
He said... The craziest thing just happened.
Oh, no.
And I'm, you know, I'm in my good sleep.
Right. You're.
So I'm groggy and, you know, the craziest thing just happened. And I'm like, what? I just peed the bed. You know, so from there, out of bed. Really, I mean, is this even possible? Really? This is what I'm thinking. How does this even happen?
What's your first response?
I mean, I just jumped out of bed, ripped the sheets off the bed, went and put them in the laundry, start scrubbing, you know, get towels, drying off the mattress, and...
So you're helping him clean up his urine?
In your bed.
Oh, yeah, I'm doing it. I'm not gonna...
I
don't know.
What's he doing?
Just standing there. I'm like, go take a shower.
And how long have you guys been going out at this point?
This is like less than a couple of months into it.
Okay, because this could be a deal breaker in a lot of cases.
Oh, well, it is. It's done.
That
is
done.
A deal breaker.
And you broke up with him?
Oh, absolutely.
Did you break up with him that night?
The next day.
And what did you say?
This isn't going to work out for me.
Did he give you any excuses, or was he just like, sorry, I peed the bed. Happens all
yeah.
the time.
No, he said it never happened, but I mean... Whether that's true or not, I don't know.
What do you think the story is that he's telling his friends as to why you broke up with him?
No, that he broke up with her is what
right.
he's telling his friends.
Yeah. He's probably telling his friends that she peed the bed.
Do you guys have do you guys have mutual friends?
No, we don't. We have one mutual friend who introduced us, and I absolutely told her.
You were like, I like you enough to spend the night, but not spend the night and pee my bed. don't like you that much. Sorry, gotta go.
I date people much longer for that.
Here's Kristen. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, guys. How are y'all?
Good. Thank you.
First, real quick, I want to say I kind of feel bad for this guy. I mean, I know it's pathetic, but the only reason why I would give him a second chance is because I have a friend, one of my best friends in the world, who I'm not going to mention her name, but she, of course, she's had one drunken experience, but then she did it sober in her boyfriend's bed, and they had only been together for a few months.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and bless her heart, because she had the dream. You know, you think you're going to the bathroom, you're in the toilet, whatever.
Right.
They wake up, and she stays in bed. He has to go to work at noon. They wake up at 10. She stays in bed, and they're, like, cuddling and laying there. He's like, you know what, I'm going to call in and go a little late. They lay in bed until 1 o'clock in the afternoon. She does not get up.
In
at
her,
all
so she,
until he leaves. She didn't want to tell him. She
oh
was
my
so
God.
Embarrassed. I know. And it's like, you think it's so funny, and it's like, haha, but can you imagine being that person and it just being seriously one of those terrible
bad.
Things
Playing
that you...
Playing in your urine?
Until 1 in the afternoon.
Yeah. Oh, God. And then he ended up finding out a few months later
they were, I guess, drinking and it just slipped out.
Oh, no.
But by that point, they were already, you know, serious. And he was just like, I can't believe you did that. But, you know, what's he going to do at that point?
Yeah, you can get to a point in your relationship where you can share something like that. But if you're just a couple of months in, it's got to be way.
It's got to be way after he says the three little words.
Poor guy.
And here, Amber, right? This is interesting. She wants to be on the Voice Disguiser regarding this.
I totally have to.
So two stories. First one, yeah, my husband totally peed in bed, drunk and stupor type thing. But he was so embarrassed. He got up the next morning and he's like, I need to tell you something. I'm like, okay, but it's like early because he gets up and he's like moving the sheets off the side. I'm like, what is he doing? And so he's like, I need to talk to you. I'm like, what? Did you throw up? What's wrong? And he's like, I don't know how to do this. I mean, he was so embarrassed.
Oh,
but
no.
I mean, he really felt so bad. So he peed in the bed. So, okay, so story number two, we come home, both of us are fairly toasted. And I'm like, why is he standing by the air conditioning vent?
Oh.
Apparently, he thought it was a urinal, and he peed in the air conditioning vent.
Oh, no.
And so you can imagine how my house smelled.
We're
in a townhouse.
Oh,
so
no.
You got three stories of urine, and like by like day two, I was like, okay, dude, clearly you have got to call like the air duct people in here, change all the filters. We got to get somebody here to suck the vents out because it smelled so bad. Windows and anything, Lysol or anything. So peeing in the bed is nothing but air conditioning vents. I'm sorry, I can't do it. I did not see him divorce papers, but yeah, no more drunken supers for my husband. Say that.
And he was very lucky y'all were married when that happened.
Yes. Right.
I mean, we've each had a really bad drunken super stories, so that's like a one for one. So like, we haven't had any like, okay, let's see who can outdo each other any moment. So we're even, and it's over with.
Just put a pair of Depends on it when he comes back home from drinking, and then everything's good.
Yeah, no, right. He is so not allowed to drink more than, I mean, if we're out together, it's a 2-drink minimum for both of us. Yeah, because of situations like that.
One that you can have bragging rights on for the rest of your relationship.
Yes.
The Burt Show.
So there's a lot of stories in the news recently about people who are not the parents of a child actually disciplining that child in public, you know. But I'm questioning whether anyone has ever tried to reprimand the parents of someone else's kid in public. You know, because we've had stories about people who, you know, like say Jen is out with her child. You know, you say you have a daughter and you're out with the child and I am irritated by your child and you don't know me and I spank your kid.
That just happened.
Without your permission.
Yeah, like that Walmart
dude. So those are the stories we're hearing.
Did I miss this somehow? What was the story here?
Well, there was a woman who, the guy at Walmart was the first one we talked about, a couple weeks ago, mm-hmm. who had slapped a child. That wasn't his. And then there's a woman in the news today that did the same thing with, I think, a 2-year-old
spanked
that was not hers. But my question is not about that. It's about the opposite. If mm-hmm. you are more irritated by the parents of that child that is not yours, you know, like a stranger, and you want to do something about it. Because, you know, Katie and I recently were on vacation, and part of our vacation was at Disney World. Thus, I'm gimping around on my crutches. But before I fell, we were in line to catch a boat to Epcot. Okay, so if you've ever been to Disney World, the boat lines, there's one where you can go to Epcot and there's one where you can go to Hollywood Studios. Okay, so and there are two distinct lines to the boat dock. Okay, so we were actually in the boat line for Hollywood Studios rather than Epcot, and so we're standing there and a couple with their child get behind us in line. So we're just standing there just waiting on the boat, and if you've been to Disney World, it's, you know, anywhere from 10, you know, up to maybe 10-minute wait. So we're just standing there looking at the lake and looking at the water and talking, and we just happened to hear the parents behind us. And so apparently they got in the wrong line. We were the only 4 people in the line because Disney World was really not that crowded because mm-hmm. school's back in session. So, I mean, they had their young toddler that was with them. And so then she started getting angry at her husband, who I assume is her husband, because they were in the wrong line. Now, it really was only 20 feet to go to the back of the line to get into the Epcot line and stand in the boat line. She proceeded to raise her voice to him. Then she proceeded to call him an idiot. Then she proceeded to call him stupid.
Oh,
and
boy.
She said, how can you be so stupid? And their child is standing there witnessing the whole thing.
Awful.
So I believe that, and I couldn't, I mean, Katie and I just looked at each other like with these, you know, big eyes, like, what do we do? Because we were trying to pretend like we're not listening, but they are literally right beside us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So then, you know, I think the daughter started actually kind of clinging to her father because I mean he was getting berated by this woman.
Wow. Mm-mm. I hate when couples do that. Were they talk moving to each other like that? Such a disrespectful.
No, she almost said, you know, we're just going to stand right here. We're just going to go to Hollywood Studios. That is fine. That is fine because you're such an idiot that you couldn't get in the right lane. But that's fine.
No
we'll just
way.
Stand right here. How could anybody be so stupid? I mean, it was that toxic tone.
Whoa.
And it kept going.
That's abusive,
and
almost.
We were begging for the boat to come. But then we thought, you know, a couple, yeah, you fight. It's your own thing. Who knows what's going on? But the child, like, we wanted so badly to turn and say, do you realize that you're doing this in front of this child?
And do you realize that your child is learning how to handle their future mm-hmm. relationships
yes.
based on what he or she is watching right now?
Right.
Yeah,
so
man.
That was a case in which we wanted to reprimand the parents in mm-hmm. public, but we just didn't do it. We didn't
right.
do anything,
yeah.
you know?
I don't think you can you?
I don't think so, no.
Yeah, I was afraid that she could have physically assaulted us. She was so angry. Like, she was so angry that...
Over
so
a line. Small.
And we were, literally, we were the only... Because you think that it's 20, 50 people in line, and that's why she's so angry. We were the only four people on this dock.
Is that right?
There was really no reason for her to be so mad at him.
And if she's saying that in public, imagine
oh
the
God.
Abuse he is
yeah.
taking.
Yeah, behind the scenes.
Yeah,
and he wasn't saying
house.
Anything. And I don't know whether it wasn't saying anything because he was a doormat, or he wasn't saying anything because the daughter was there.
Damn. Well,
look what happened. You know what? He could be a John Gosselin and waiting.
I hate when couples speak so disrespectfully to each other like that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Or
it's
about
so sad.
Each other.
Or about
yeah.
each other to strangers.
And it's uncomfortable if you're in their presence. Because
totally.
You don't know who to look at.
Yeah,
you don't know
yes.
what to say. You don't know your...
Yeah, you just want to melt into the
yes.
floor.
I want to say, you don't do that at Disney. You know?
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.